98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
And to that same person, God bless you. Are we there? Don't lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one who returned entered into a place that was beyond the veil. The Samaritan understood something that the others didn't. The priest might declare the others clean, but the priest still would reject him because he was a Samaritan. He couldn't go to that priest and be acknowledged. He still would have to go to another priest that was under the Samaritan law. So even him going was going to be a waste of time because he still wasn't going to be acknowledged. Amen. So he had to come back. He had to come back. Gratitude took him into places that the law could not. Thanksgiving opened doors obedience alone could not. His thank you bypassed the requirement of the law. His thank you bypassed a requirement of the law. What will your thank you help you to bypass? What will your thank you help you to bypass? You returning back and saying thank you may cause you to get more than what you ever expected. It might cause you to bypass having to go through all of the terms of chemo. Because this miracle working power in the thank you may heal you on the spot. But if we don't acknowledge him, now, yes, we're going to still go through the process. Yes, the healing will still occur. But what if God says, I was just waiting on your thank you? The nine was cleansed. The one was transformed. The nine walked away healed. The one walked away changed. There is a posture of our heart. And I'm wrapping this up, y'all. Because the subject matter of today is not deep. It's not profound. It's pretty clear. That if your thank you is in place, God can do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. This man had no thought process about what was going to occur when he returned. He didn't return with an idea that he was going to get anything more. He returned with a thank you just because he felt gratitude in his heart. And so what I don't want you to leave here with is that now I'm going to say thank you because of God, you're going to give me more. That's childlike. That's my 4-year-old. Cause she'll say, daddy, can I have your phone? That's crazy. She knows how to work it better than I do. But daddy, can I have your phone? And I said, no. I need it right now. She said, okay, and she'll come back another minute, and she's going to be persistent, and she'll come back and say, daddy, can I have your phone? And I said, no, I need it. And she'll come back, and she said, okay, daddy, can I have it now? And if I give it to her, and I said, so what are you supposed to say? Thank you. She'll say, thank you. But then if I take it back, she said, well, daddy, I said thank you. The thank you isn't enough if there's an expectation that you're going to receive. The thank you is only because your heart is in the place to give gratitude unto God. And so it's not a genie in a bottle system that I'm talking about. It's a level of gratitude in your heart that comes back to say, thank you in spite of all things that are happening in your life. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening in and through. But one thing I dare you to do today is, in the face of it, walk right by it if you have to. Wake it up in the bed if you have to. If you need to sit down at the desk with it, if you have to. But to build a thankfulness in your heart concerning it and watch God turn it. Because the king's heart is in his hand. Y'all, I'm going to end with this quick testimony. Y'all, over the last year and a half, it's been a journey that God has brought me successfully through. It's an on-the-way process. It hadn't been a flip of the switch by any stretch of the imagination. But the testimony can heal. The testimony can deliver. The testimony can make, can put some skin on it. Because sometimes we read the Bible and we be like, okay, how does that apply to me? Well, I'm life application today. And so going through life and the vicissitudes of change, I never expected to be at this place at 47 years old. I never expected to have to start over at this place in life. But as I'm walking down the road of life, there's healing that is happening on the way. There's deliverance that is happening on the way. There's life change that is happening on the way. And when I come back and say thank you, there's more to it that unfolds. Because my heart is pure towards God in the situation, he reveals something to me that I didn't see before. Y'all, I didn't know. I had a previous house. We had to sell it because life changed. Y'all know where my mama told y'all. Y'all look, y'all got it. I love her. Right? Went through a divorce. Had to begin to rebuild life. Had to divide everything and move on. Had to work as now a single father at 47 years old, something I never expected. Because I had a thought process of what life was going to be. And I had already built into my posture everything that was going to be. And so to have it cancel or transition is something that you have to work through. But God has been with me every step of the way. And so when I say that, what I'm saying to you today is, we had to sell a house, but the house that we had to sell was actually too small. Because what he gave me back was bigger than what I had to give up. Because what I didn't know is that for 2 months, that young lady was going to have to come and stay with me. So what God knew is he had prepared a place so that she could come and be safe. So my thank you wasn't because I wanted a bigger house. My thank you was because God knew in his infallible grace that she was going to have to come and sit at 2 months in my house. When I talk about the grace of God, when I talk about the thank you, we never know what's ahead. And had I gotten locked in what I lost, I never would have had 2 months with her that I haven't had since childhood. So when I tell you I'm thankful, I'm thankful. And what the enemy meant for evil, God, what the enemy tried to use for evil, God, he turned it for good. And when she thought she could come home, God said, not yet. I got more time. Come on back. But there was a place, a prepared place for her healing. There was a prepared place for our relationship. There was a prepared place for her and the grandkids. There was a prepared place where she could lay down and rest. All of that came out of a thank you on the way. It comes out of a thank you on the way. It wasn't immediate. It wasn't anything that dropped right in. Even getting into the house with a 550 credit score and no money in the bank is all God. I'm not making this up. This is not a genie in a bottle, but I drew a line in the sand and said, God, you're not going to leave me worse off than how I came out. So where is your level of faith in your thank you? If your thank you locks into your faith, then step back and watch God work. Take your hands off of it. Instead of putting your hands out, lift your hands up and let God do the work. And I dare you right now to give him praise. I dare you right now to give him glory. When we were younger, it said, I double dog dare you to give God your best praise and add a try right now with thank you. Try right now with a hallelujah. Try right now with a Lord, I'm grateful. Because what can happen right now is what's happening at home could be transitioning. What's going to happen on the job on Monday morning can be switched up by your thank you right now. By your thank you right now. The election is sold up by your thank you right now. I'm a living, breathing testimony of a thank you that works. Of a thank you that works. Open your eyes. It's hidden right in plain sight. But if your focus is on the situation and not on God, you'll find yourself burdened when he said, cast it. I'll say this quick thing, and then we're done. In the 23rd Psalm, we always shout about David saying, the Lord will prepare a place before me in the presence of mine enemies. Y'all, look at the 23rd Psalm. David is only talking about his relationship with God. So why then do we inject anybody else into that conversation outside of him and God? It's because we got our eyes on people and not on God. Because if we take our eyes on people, off of people, and put it on God, then the enemy that has to watch you work is the enemy that tried to stop you from within. Because no greater enemy is the one that's in your fear. There's no greater enemy than the one that's in your doubt. Yes, man may be an enemy. But what better joy than to win against you? To win against your lack of faith. To win against your waviness. And it has to sit in the presence of a table that's prepared for you. You, your brokenness, has to still watch you win. There's no greater joy than that for me. Because when I thought it was all done, I'm still winning. When I thought it was all over, I'm still winning. When we had to go back to the doctor again and figure out what was going, still winning. She's stronger now than how she went into the hospital, still winning. Still winning. When my dad left here, he said, everything's going to be all right, and gave me a thumbs up. I said, when and how? Still winning. Open your eyes to see what God is doing, because right in plain sight, you are still winning. Give God praise in this place. Give God honor in this place. Come on, this is a perfect place.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, Consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church.